Some years ago, I served on a worship committee that included our organist, Amy, Pastor Howard, and my great-aunt, Irba. The duties of the worship committee at that time included hymn selection for Sunday services. And I recall a discussion that occurred as we were selecting hymns for Advent, the weeks of preparation leading up to Christmas. Aunt Irba wanted Christmas carols to begin immediately after Thanksgiving. Pastor Howard, on the other hand, was adamant that Advent is a time of anticipation as we await the promised Messiah. More than 400 years passed from the time of the last prophet as the Jewish nation waited for their promised Messiah. Our 4 weeks of Advent reflect this lengthy period of waiting. Pastor Howard directed us to a 20-page section of the United Methodist Hymnal, where we find such hymns as "Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus," and O Come, Emmanuel." The Canticle of Mary, a responsive reading based on this morning's scripture reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, is found in this section of the hymnal. Pastor Howard was willing to sing carols throughout the month of January, but it was his teaching that Advent is a time when the hymns build up the anticipation of our coming Messiah. The religious leaders at that time knew the prophecies of the coming Messiah. They understood that the Jewish nation was God's chosen people, through whom the Messiah would come. They believed in God as the creator of all things. They were surely, eagerly anticipating the arrival of their expected deliverer. As we celebrate this time of Advent, let us consider how we are to prepare for the coming of the promised Messiah. In today's verses from Luke, we read the Song of Mary, a girl believed to be a teenager who was descended from King David. Mary was betrothed to Joseph, also a descendant of King David. Mary had submitted her life to the will of God, having been told that she would become pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary rejoices in God, her Savior. She acknowledges her own humble state. Mary's betrothed, Joseph, is a carpenter. There is nothing in Scripture to indicate that Mary had any special status prior to her calling. Yet Mary shows an understanding of the unique nature and blessed status that she will have, not because of what she has done or will do, but as we read in verse 39, "For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." God works through people to accomplish his purpose. He calls ordinary people, like Mary, to submit to his will. Mary continues by praising God for his mercy to those who fear him from generation to generation. She praises God's omnipotence, his ability to perform mighty deeds with his arm. She praises that God scattered the proud, brought down rulers, yet lifted up the humble. Mary's praises conclude by acknowledging that God is faithful, as we read in verses 54 and 55, "He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." From the time of God's calling of Abram, Mary acknowledged that God alone is faithful, despite the disobedience of his chosen people. And now, God was going to fulfill his promise of deliverance. Mary's praises acknowledge numerous attributes of God. He is holy, or set apart from his creation. God is merciful, not giving each of us the punishment that our sins deserve. God is omnipotent, or all-powerful in ruling his creation. God is faithful. He fulfills his promises. God is the creator of the universe and everything in it, including people. The orderliness of the universe the beauty of creation all around us, and the intricacy of people made in God's own image, all testify to the presence of our Creator. Yet, from the time of Adam to today, people want to control our own lives apart from the will of God. From the time we are born, we are self-centered and demand our own way. Our rebellion continues throughout our lifetime. Romans 3:23 describes this rebellion. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Wanting our own way, choosing to control our lives apart from God, rebelling against what He knows is best for us, is sin. Whether we keep 10% or 90% of the law doesn't matter. All who break God's law are sinners. Whether you are a person who believes you have lived a mostly sin-free life, or someone who believes you have led a life filled with sin and may be hearing this message for the first time, the wage for our sin is death, an eternal punishment and separation from God. Romans 6:23 emphasizes this point. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God knows no one can reach His level of holiness through obedience to the law. God knows what every person needs most, a Savior to free us from the debt and the burden of our sin. More than 2,000 years ago, God provided that Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was born holy, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God, come to earth as a baby. Jesus lived a life free from sin, teaching about the kingdom of God, including in John 14:6, where Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus died on the cross, not for anything He had done, but to accept upon Himself the punishment for sin of all who would accept His sacrifice. Romans 5:8 tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus arose victorious over death as evidence of God's power and sovereignty over His creation and death. Having been provided with a Savior, every one of us is now faced with a choice. Continue to demand control of your own life, or accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and seek God's will in your life. From Romans 10, verse 9, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." And continuing in verse 13, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." God, our Creator, knows that without a Savior, people are condemned to receive the punishment for their sin. That punishment is death, eternal separation from God. In His great mercy, God has provided His only Son, Jesus, to take our punishment and bring us into relationship with our holy God. It is God's gift of Jesus that we anticipate during Advent and celebrate at Christmas. As we celebrate this time of Advent, let us consider how we are to prepare for the coming of the promised Messiah. How much time will you spend in preparation? Will you read and consider God's Word? Will you share the love of God with the people around you by investing your time, your talents, and your treasures? Will you accept the gift of God eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.